Okay, let's go.
Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, I have a question.
Okay.
It's been burning in my mind.
Oh, that's where all that smoke comes from.
I need to ask, how do you feel about gummies?
Like what kind?
Like the gummies, the weed gummies, like the THC? Is it THC? Is that what they call?
Yeah.
THC
gummies? I think there's a lot of different kinds.
Okay.
You know, here's what I think.
Yeah, tell me what you think. Because weed now, or pot, marijuana, is legal in Ohio.
It is.
Not just medicinally, it's legal in Ohio. So how do you feel about the gummies?
Well, here's what I think. Okay. I feel like, number one, you should never have gummies when you're working a job. That's never a good idea. Just like we wouldn't drink alcohol at the workplace.
Yes, good point.
So, like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Here's the other thing.
Don't do that, second grade teachers.
No. You will get fired. Just for clarity's sake.
Yeah, because if you think about it, it is a substance. So you don't want to bring like a bottle of wine into your classroom or at work.
Yeah, you would get fired. That's a no-brainer.
Like if I go into the bank and the bank teller is just sitting there sipping her red wine. Yeah, no, it's not
work.
A thing.
That doesn't work
for us.
Yeah,
it's not a thing.
But here's what I think. I think that is such a personal decision.
Yeah.
And I think too.
I'm supportive.
I know. And I'm very well aware. Here's what I think. I think it's a personal decision. I do think that there has been a stigma around it.
Yes.
That we're seeing, you know, if you look at actual facts and studies, I think I actually haven't done any research. Maybe this is a podcast.
Okay.
But I would be curious to know the number of alcohol-related incidents, deaths, hurts, XYZ, whatever.
Okay.
Versus like gummies or marijuana.
Okay. Okay.
Because I think there are a lot of people that use it to take the edge off for anxiety, to help them sleep.
Yes. Well, I know back when it was medicinal, back when it was just legal medicinally, there was a lot of things happening with people in pain. Like it was helping with people in pain. And I'm so supportive of that for sure. And then I feel like as we've crossed over, Daryl and I watched a documentary or a docuseries the other day on the whiskey and moonshine.
Yeah.
And how, you know, people were back in the day, people were arrested. I mean, it was illegal.
Yeah,
it was
they're like, making it in bathtubs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 It was highly illegal. Yeah. And you know, now you can walk into our local grocery store, has a liquor store inside it, and you can walk in and buy yourself
a beautiful alcohol section.
Bueller's, if you are listening.
We love you long.
Yeah,
we love you strong.
Pull up with the Jack.
And Bueller's carries Walnut Creek cheese products, which
they do.
We love.
So, you know, you can buy whiskey now, you know, if you're legal, can, and it's totally fine. And I think that's probably where this is going to head.
I do too.
In 10 years, it's going to be more commonplace. Yeah. It's going to be more of a thing.
Sure.
I just find it interesting. And I just wanted to ask you what you thought about the gummies.
I think it's such a personal, decision.
Also,
just like alcohol. I feel like that's a person. This is what I'm finding. I'm finding younger people that are saying that they're sober. And it's not that they had a drinking problem, but it's they're choosing to not drink.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and it has nothing to do with religion. It might have to do with health or just
they
don't
want to
be out in public under the influence of something.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting. Have you heard that like in Columbus, there's like a virgin drink bar? I don't know what they...
Oh, interesting. Like a mocktail?
I think it's called a dry bar.
A mocktail lounge. Interesting.
Just because I do think there's even... a movement around not.
Okay, yes.
But it's just assumed that you should.
Yes, and I also will say this. I think that you don't go into this just like with... So I wasn't raised with alcohol in the house.
Right.
So I've had some dear friends that, as I became an adult, that would drink a glass of wine with dinner, and I'd be like... Well, they're not an alcoholic. Well, their life isn't ruined.
Right.
Like, they're not going to hell. She's a believer. Like, what? I mean, maybe it is okay to have a glass of wine. Okay, I think if I think about a glass of wine and I think about a gummy, like, I think you need to be educated. I don't think like when I started having a glass of wine, I didn't have four glasses of wine. Like
if you are going to
buy some gummies, you know, don't just eat three and think you're going to be okay. Right. I mean, really know what you're doing, you know, educate yourself.
Sure.
I do think that, from a pharmaceutical standpoint, I think people are probably, it's probably a healthier choice to do that instead of taking a really strong pharmaceutical.
Yeah.
For different things.
Yeah, totally.
But I'm not a doctor, so, no. You know, don't quote me on that.
You're just a 56-year-old living your best life.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Right. What's your good day?
Hey, my good day is, you know, our podcast last week had our friend Kelly Brownlee on, and we love Kelly.
We call
her our podcast pastor.
Yes, she's our podcast pastor.
She's our podcast pastor. And, you know, we met Kelly, but truly this is the rare instance where I took your friend.
True. That's so true.
You were doing a giveaway for your vacation house with Carlos Whitaker,
yes,
and came across Kelly. She submitted her story and she ended up winning.
Yes. And we ended up friends.
And you ended up friends. And she only she lives in Pittsburgh, which is like maybe an hour and 20 minutes away from us. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. But Kelly comes into town to Amish country for like sabbaticals. Mm-hmm. And so she was in town and she texted us a couple days before and we were like, hey, let's do a podcast. So we recorded last week's podcast with her.
And then went to dinner. Prayer.
And we went to dinner at Broken Rocks with her.
Broken Rocks, if you're listening, we love you.
And just the conversation. You know, we talk about this here all the time is, you know, when you find those people that you spend time with them and it fills you up, mm-hmm, and it makes you feel, mm-hmm, edified and, mm-hmm, encouraged. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been around Kelly where she'll be like, I feel like I need to tell you something. And I'm like,
I know, I love that.
Nobody move.
That. I know, right?
Let her talk.
Yes.
And she's just so good at like being a wise person and listening to the Lord.
She's a wise voice for our podcast.
Yeah.
And she's a wise voice in our life. And I love Kelly.
Maybe we need to get Kelly in here to talk about some gummies because she... She might have something wise to say about the gummies.
She might.
All right, what's your good day?
She'd probably say, you know, be wise, be aware.
Yeah, yeah.
And be wise how you take care of your body.
Yeah.
My good day. Well, Matt, it's very, very unusual. I'm gonna make it fast, but I went to a K-pop concert.
Where was this?
I went to Chicago.
Okay.
with two of my Breakfast Club gals. We went to Stray Kids. I know. You don't know them. Felix.
I don't know anything
Felix
about them.
Felix is my favorite. But went to a K-pop. Listen.
Do you like know the songs?
No.
Okay.
Wilma just happened to have an extra ticket. She thought I'd be fun to go along, which turns out I am.
Yeah.
And we just had so much fun. And, you know, again, it's a reminder of just the people in your life and the people that are just building fun and love and being life-giving. And it was just, Chicago's a fun place with good food.
It is. It's fun. I have a lot of follow-up questions.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's another day.
Well, I just need to know this. Do you think you are going to become a K-pop person like I am a Disney person?
No.
Like, you don't think it's going to become part of your, like, life?
No. I think listen, those boys can perform. Those boys can sing. They can dance.
Listen, I would make those boys a cake and drop it off at their hotel. And I would make sure, like, I would tuck them in.
Listen.
Because they're far away from their mommy.
Listen, I would bring Maple or not come at all. Listen, they've got a thing going. You know,
the K-poppers?
I'll give them that. But Wilma, my friend Wilma, I mean, she's a fan.
Yeah.
Like, she's a real fan. Like,
the bracelets,
the whole thing, a fan. You know, no, not for me.
Yeah.
I probably won't be, but I would go again.
Yes, I'm sure you would. And you know what? You are a good time.
Oh, thanks.
You're fun. Hey, today we're doing one of my favorite, we do it 3 to 4 times a year.
Yeah.
Episodes. It's Stuff We Love, Summer 2025.
I'm so excited about this one because show notes.
Ever since we discovered that I can do, I need to start a list of things I need to put in the show notes. All right. These are things that we're loving right now.
Yes.
Our friend Erin Moon, she says,
love
what's
her.
Saving our life right
now?
Yeah. What's, this could also be like that. What's saving our life right now?
Is it Erin Moon or is it Lazy Genius that says that?
That's the same person.
Kendra.
Oh, Kendra Dachi.
Is it Kendra that says that?
Kendra Dachi. Kendra Dachi.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's been a long
year. Aaron Moon is faith adjacent.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's great.
All right, Leanne.
Yes.
Out of the gate, what's something you're loving right now?
This is an admission. I kind of am a sucker sometimes for those Instagram people placing ads, doing ads.
Yeah.
You know, they come on, they talk real fast, and they tell you why you need something. And I'm a Birkenstock wearer.
Yeah,
I am. But listen, Matt. I can't do the inexpensive Old Navy flip-flops anymore. They just have no
Same.
Arch. They have no arch.
Same.
So I purchased...
Don't get me started on the things that have happened to my body since I've turned 40.
From an Instagram ad, I bought a pair of flip-flops called Archies. Archies for the show notes. Archies. And they have a nice little arch in them.
Okay.
They're not super exorbitantly expensive, but they are more than the Old Navy flip-flop.
Well, Old Navy in the day, they were like
$5. And I have them on right now. Look.
Oh. Those are nice. I like them.
And they're really just a slip-on summer flip-flop with a little arch support so that my feet aren't just, so the dogs aren't barking by 8 o'clock.
That's right. Well, let me tell you this. I can't do flip-flops anymore. I don't actually love flip-flops in general. Have you read anything about flip-flops and how bad they are for you?
Well, I'm sure they're terrible, but these have a little bit of an arch, so I like them.
Well, it's like the gripping of your toes to not let them slip off. That's why I've gone to the two-strap sandals.
Yeah, two-strap sandals.
That could be my pirate name, okay. Two-strap sandal.
Okay, what's something you're saving your life? What's something that you love? What's the stuff you love?
Let me tell you about some stuff I love right now. The stuff that I'm loving right now, and I know I've alluded to it, but I do need to elaborate on it. It's Topgolf.
Okay. Yeah,
Topgolf. I talked, it was part of my good day last week because Skyline Eric, he introduced me to Topgolf, and I've been obsessed with it.
Okay.
Here's what I need to say about Topgolf. If you're looking for something fun to do that is truly accessible to everyone, Topgolf is one of those things.
If you're listening, I mean, Topgolf.
I mean, I guess I can link them in the show notes, but I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory. But here's what I didn't know about Topgolf. You know, I talked about my good day last week with our friends, but our friend Kayla said, you know, when you said that we were going to go to Topgolf, I thought we were just hitting balls off the thing. It's nothing like that.
It's more than that.
It's fun.
You know, you're a gamer.
What can I say?
Okay, give me another one because your list is a lot longer than mine.
My list is long. Okay, here's something I've been loving lately.
Okay.
Affogadros.
Okay.
If you don't know what an affogadro is, let me tell you. An affogadro is an Italian drink.
Okay.
Was inspired by Italy.
Okay.
Where they fill a mug with ice cream and they pour hot shots of espresso over it.
Yes.
My sister, this started for us maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
And a traditional affogadro is vanilla ice cream in a mug with
espresso. Okay.
And you let it melt a little bit. It gets creamy. You can have a spoon. You don't have to have a spoon, depending on where you are in life.
Okay.
It's like a fun summer afternoon pick me up. And if you don't have an espresso machine, you could brew a really strong pot of coffee and pour it over. Okay. It's best poured over hot. Best poured over hot because it melts the ice cream a little bit.
Yeah, but it's
one of those things that we started.
Would kids like it?
I mean, my kids do because it's 3/4 ice cream.
Oh, okay, it's mostly ice cream.
But I also don't give my kids espresso very often.
Right.
Especially like we do it, traditionally we do it between like 1 and 2 in the afternoon so we can still sleep.
Yeah, a little pick-me-up.
So it's just a nice little afternoon. I actually, before we recorded, offered one to you and you were like, I got a coffee drink and I made one.
Yes.
And I think it's making me talk faster.
Which leads me to the next stuff I love.
Tell me.
You know, I'm not usually an iced latte girl.
Yeah.
But Sure House, if you are listening, Sure House here in Worcester, they just did a little remodel.
Yes.
Love it. I just pop in there and I get myself a little latte.
Did you see those booths?
I saw the booths.
Those booths, though.
Yeah.
That place is looking sharp these days.
And they kind of rerouted their line a little bit. I think what they did was a super use of their space.
Totally.
But I am loving some iced lattes this summer. And if you haven't had one lately, go get one. And if you don't like things really sweet, all you say to the barista is, can you make that half sweet?
Right,
with
right,
half the sweetness.
Do you have a flavor you're like seeking right now?
I have a couple. I just had a brown sugar one with literally a fourth of the sweetness, and it was perfect. Three shots of espresso, which, you know, might be why I'm talking a little bit faster.
Same.
And
you didn't need an affogato.
And also,
good.
Also, I like their tiramisu. I love their tiramisu. It's so good.
Me too.
So
you know what else I liked that I think you started me on it is lavender flavored drinks.
Yeah.
They're actually really, I thought it would be like drinking flowers. It's not like that at
and
all.
It's very
really good.
Subtle.
Yeah.
If they're really, really good and they know what they're doing, it's subtle. It's not like you're drinking potpourri.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Totally.
Give me another one.
All right, here's my other one. This is a lingering one from my baseball days. You know, I was a baseball dad this year.
Yeah.
Baseball
season's
ended.
Over.
Season's over. What I found out is that baseball chair also works for campfires
and the beach.
It works for beaches. So not all is lost when you buy an expensive
baseball
chair.
Are you going to link that in the show notes? Because actually you could also link Mallory's, because I love Mallory's too. And I think they were different brands.
I think they're the same brand, but she got hers from TikTok.
Oh,
because she's a TikTok shop girl.
Yeah, she.
I am not a TikTok.
Well,
shop
and
boy.
Hers have flowers on them, which yours didn't. But hers was really cute.
All right, here's mine. Mine is smacking seeds still.
Oh, I
I'm
know.
I'm still
it is.
Smacking
you know,
seeds.
You know, thanks to you, I'm getting my algorithm.
I know
is,
you send them
is
to me.
Giving me smacking seeds advertisements.
Now,
did you know they had a special going on? I think it's over now, but they had a special of a 5 gallon bucket for $85 for like 55 packs.
I
was
I
like,
saw that.
These guys, these boys, and I also saw
you are knowing about smacking seeds.
Yes,
these
I'm
days.
Also. I also first of all, I love that it was started by two young guys.
Me too.
And they just moved offices and they got a complete upgrade on their office. And I just love to see it.
Yeah, you do. You love to see it.
Yeah, I love to
you
see it.
You love there. You know what's a funny thing about you is you age, because I've known you young and I've known you old. A funny thing to watch is your motherly instincts are just blossoming even more to a place where I feel uncomfortable. I do. I love that you love those smacking boys.
Oh, I saw that today and I was like, look at them in their bigger office standing there so proud, smiling. Listen, it's hard work. Those smacking boys,
it is.
I don't doubt, seriously, I think they were former baseball players, and I don't doubt that they have worked their butts off.
Yeah.
And they have a team now. There's like a team of like 14 of them. And I'm like, I just love to see it. And I love seeing a success story like
totally.
That.
Totally.
You know, I love seeing like Rocasa, that brand I love so much.
Yeah.
Two sisters that started in their kitchen and now, you know, now they're a bigger company.
Right.
I love that kind of story.
I know.
I love the Longer Burger Basket story.
Yeah, well, it didn't end well.
But it started amazing, you know, and I love that.
Here's what I loved about seeds. I didn't know I would get into seeds. This was not on my bingo card.
It just caught me off guard too.
I'm just spitting.
You are.
Me and Daryl sat there and spit one night. And it is a relaxing snack and hobby.
Listen, you spit very politely, though.
Oh, thank you.
Some men are like, I mean, and you know, it can be kind of gross.
Sure. Well, I have
a
method.
But you're very indiscreet.
Well, you know what I do is.
Or discreet.
I would like
discreet?
To.
You're very discreet.
I would like to explain my method. So what I do is I suck the flavoring off.
Yeah.
And then I split it in half with my teeth. Mm-hmm. And I make the shells spoon each other.
Yeah.
So they fit inside each other.
A little bit of an approach.
And then I make a little like disc across my lips and I go.
Yeah.
Right off the end.
It's a pretty spit.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Yeah. Daryl and I were spitting. I have an addition to this that's along with baseball.
Okay.
Baseball brings out the ice cream stands in all of us.
Yeah.
And this weekend, it wasn't with baseball, but this weekend we went down to into Shreve with Disney Danielle. Mm-hmm. She was visiting us. And we visited the Village Creamery.
Tell me what you think.
It was lovely and delicious.
Oh, it's such a cute little town.
Yeah, it was awesome. The burgers were good. The ice cream's great.
I love that you went there.
Yeah, we went there and we took Disney Danielle. We actually, you and Daryl own two properties. We drove by your homes to show her those. And this just reminded me of when we were talking about the Smackin' Boys. is I said, oh, that's where those two, I called them linemen. I'm not sure they're what their jobs
pipe
are.
Fitters.
Pipe fitters. And how you were like, I made a cake and I'm dropping off a cake, blah, blah, blah. And I was, truthfully, I was teasing about you and I was like, that is just a lot. Like those 25-year-old boys, that's like a lot for them. Well, and you know what Danielle said?
What?
You need to know this.
What?
Danielle said, but you know what? Leanne is creating the world that we all want to live in, not the world that we do live in. And she said she is part of
Disney, Danielle.
Yeah, she's like, she's being the people that we want people to be to us.
Yes.
And it might feel awkward to some people, but that's like, you're like utopian society.
Those boys love me. Also,
will you tuck them in?
Also, they're not 25. Brent is 27.
Oh.
Brent's 27 and Tyler's 32. Well,
what's their marital status?
Well, one of them is single and one of them is married with two children.
Well, if you're looking for a pipe fitter, there's one in Shreve, Ohio. Looking for, Leanne is in the Yenta business.
Listen, I was saying this. I recently did a TV segment and we were talking about just setup because there's a new producer at Fox 8 in Cleveland and we were talking about setup and he's like, wow, you have a really nice setup. And I said, listen.
Whoa, was he hitting on you?
No. A nice.
You're like, you have a nice setup.
No, nice props and a nice display and a nice setup.
Sure, sure.
And I said to him, I said, you know, I believe that cooking segments, whether they're on TV, whether they're at an IX center, whether they're at my home, I want it to be cozy and welcoming. So I want to bring home into that space.
Sure.
Because you've been in the TV studio before.
It's a garage.
It's very like lights, screens.
Camera action.
And it's not warm and cozy.
Sure.
And so I think there's value to that. And I think it's important.
Sure.
And that's just who I am, Matt. I and I'm going to take them pipe fitters cake.
I know you are. If they would let you, you might feed them. And you might
even.
Like with a fork.
Oh, no.
You're like, let me tuck you in.
I don't think I'd go that far. No, that would be uncomfortable.
Okay, what's something else you're loving right now?
You know that I love this brand, but they just launched something really cool, especially if you're traveling and you're, you know, going on vacation, is Found Society. I love their 5-step face routine, and they have launched some minis, so they're small sizes. So what I love about this is I love to throw stuff in a bag when I'm traveling and not have to take like the bigger, the bigger bottles. Even if I'm in the car, I mean, obviously if I'm flying, I'm not taking the bigger bottles, but they have these minis, which I absolutely love. And I think when we're getting more sun, we're out in the sun more, we're out in the heat more, caring for your face is important. So that is something that I'm loving is those little minis from Found Society.
Do you have a code for us?
I do.
That I can put in the show notes.
Oh, yes. And it will give you 20% off site-wide. It's F as in Frank, S as in Sally, - Leanne Miller. FS for Found Society, FS- Leanne Miller, and you'll get 20% off.
Okay,
and
love
it's Found
it.
Society. I love. Listen, not just loving the product, and we say this about Walnut Creek Cheese and Walnut Creek
Foods.
True. It is also the people behind that brand. They are such a generous company. They are lovely to work with or work alongside. So positive, so life-giving. And so I love knowing that. I love knowing that the people that I'm kind of in relationship with are just good people.
Totally, totally. I support that. All right, here's my next one. What is giving me life or what is like something I'm loving is going to the movies.
Oh.
Listen, I need to tell you about a movie I saw lately.
Okay.
It is Lilo and Stitch. It is a Disney movie.
Did you see How to Train Your Dragon? Because you were going
to
say
I saw How to Train Your Dragon.
That's
a DreamWorks movie. Yes, it was beautiful. It was lovely. Oh. How to Train Your Dragon. Here's what I'll say. Well, let me talk about the movies for just a second.
Okay.
The movies are great because we're cruise directing this summer. When kids are home, we're doing things. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have, like, we are a low technology, high do other
experience.
Things family.
You're an experience family.
We sure are. Mm-hmm. But we all need a break sometimes. And the movies provide a really great break, especially when it's rainy or it's hot, like super hot. Well, it's been ungodly hot in Ohio.
And Matt, something we forget as adults is we get used to the movie theater. We get used to the big screens. And kids, it's a big deal for them.
It's a big deal.
And the screen is huge to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love that you're doing that. So Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch
is so good. It's a remake of a cartoon from like the 90s, yes, I want to say. Yes, I remember it. Or maybe the early 2000s.
So they redid
it live action. Oh. It's so good. Oh. It's so good.
When you say live action, does that mean just humans? Like
humans and then computer generated, really? Like Stitch is a computer generated thing.
How to Train Your Dragon.
And do you know the story of Lilo and Stitch? Just really quick. No. It's a high school girl and her sister. Their parents just passed away when the movie starts. And the sister is trying to raise the little sister. And they're at risk for getting separated and going to separate foster homes. And so it's all about how Stitch comes into their life and really brings them together.
I did not know.
And because one of the big things from the movie, it's set in Hawaii. And one of the things that they say is Ohana means family, and family means no one gets left behind.
Oh, I love that. Are you going to cry?
A little bit. I did cry during the movie. Okay, and then the second one was how to Train Your Dragon, which was so good.
I'm so excited. I want to see it.
Here's what I want to say about that.
And this was at Lyric, the new movie theater, right?
Yes, the Lyric.
If you are listening.
It's a lovely movie theater in Worcester. How to Train Your Dragon was visually stunning. It was so good. The story is so good about the dad is the head dragon killer and the son doesn't really want to follow in his dad's footsteps. And just that whole journey of like breaking free from your parents' expectations
and making
your parents proud and that whole thing. So good. So if you're looking for things to do this summer, don't sleep on the movies.
Yeah.
It's not a cop out. It's an exciting,
also,
fun thing to do.
You don't have to get the popcorn and the candy.
No, you don't have to.
Because it is pricey. You don't have to. But listen, you showed me a bucket where you buy a bucket at Lyric and then you can take it back and get another bucket.
You get refills for like four bucks.
So I love it.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, you're already laughing.
I know you're going to tease me about this.
Okay.
And you won't be able to put it in the show notes. But something I've been loving that I think people forget about this is baked potatoes.
I never forgot.
Listen, people forget how versatile they are.
That's true.
You know, and in the summer, you might think, oh, that sounds heavy. No, they don't have to be heavy.
No.
You can, the other night, I had two baked potatoes. I did them. I mashed them up for Daryl and I, put butter on them. I had some homemade sour cream that I helped make. I didn't even know.
Wow.
I mean, homemade sour cream, never made it before, but poured that over it. Some fresh chives from my little herb bed and some fresh parsley.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of cheese. And really, it was our supper.
Yeah.
It was our supper. It wasn't too heavy. I think we just need to bring baked potatoes back to the forefront.
I agree. I think they've definitely taken a sideline to corn.
Yeah.
Or to mashed potatoes or to stuffing. And baked potatoes.
Just, you know, rice and pasta seem to be taking over the baked potato position. And
it's fair.
Listen, I want to encourage you, put foil down on your bake sheet first. Slather your baked potatoes with butter. Poke them with a sharp knife. You know, poke them with a sharp knife so they don't blow up in your oven. I've never had one do that, but I've always poked them. And then just generously season them. Salt, pepper, magic garlic dust. Will you put
magic garlic dust? Well seasoned table.
Put them in the show notes. Because let me tell you, magic garlic dust, I will say it again and again and again, I want it sprinkled on me in the coffin.
Oh, so good.
And it is so good. And one of you who listens to the podcast, where you were vacationing in Asheville, North Carolina, you went to a farmer's market and you met Well Seasoned Table in person.
Hugged their neck. I know.
Well, magic garlic dust and magic onion dust. And then you like the Spice of Life.
Spice of Life.
They have great stuff, and you know, they do a wonderful job there, and it's all fresh, and just it's just such good seasoning.
Okay, I have another one that's another seasoning that we've been loving.
Listen, you got to wrap us then because I'm out. I'm done.
I have been loving the Kinder brand things, the sauces, the seasonings. It's called Kinders or Kinder.
Okay.
Are you? You don't know this?
It's
like a seasoning that has.
I thought you were going to say the Kinder Surprises.
No, Kinder eggs.
Yeah, the little Kinder. My boys loved those growing up.
No, it's black garlic and truffle. Steak
okay,
seasoning.
Right. Where you get
oh
this?
Oh my god, it's so good.
Where did this come from?
It's this little store in Worcester, started by a man named Sam Walton. It's Walmart. I don't know if you've heard of it.
And it's called what again?
Kinder. It's Kinder.
Kinder
brand.
K-I-N-D-R?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll put it in the show notes. But the flavor is black garlic and truffle. Are you a truffle flavored person?
Oh, I love truffle flavored.
Me too.
Things. I love truffle fries.
Me too.
Yeah.
Have you had those at City Square?
Yes, of course I have.
City Square.
If you were listening, like, and the rail.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
so good.
Good. I love a truffle fry with like Parmesan
yum,
on it.
Yum, yum, yum.
Sign
yum.
Me up.
Okay. While we're on the subject,
let's talk about food. Ooh, that was opera.
Really good. Okay. You know, recently my friend Heather Whitaker was in town.
That's right.
And guess where we go? We never miss. We always go there. We go to Warren Creek Cheese and Market. We do our little rounds.
That's right.
And she loves the Chipotle cinnamon rub.
Oh, I love
there.
When you say that word.
And Chipotle. And then, you know, I want to say this. Sterling Candle Company is sold there.
That's right.
I love their candles. They're just a clean candle, a soy candle. And then I also want to mention two items that make a very, very nice hostess gift or a Cersei gift. Is I went to Virginia recently, and three of my childhood girlfriends lived there. And I took them my favorite dish rag from Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. And then there are these little scrubbies.
Yeah.
These little round scrubbies that this Amish lady makes. Mm-hmm.
I know.
A local Amish lady makes them. I fold the dish towel really cute and really nice. And then I put the scrubby on top and then I wrap a ribbon around. And it just makes the sweetest little gift.
Yeah.
They just have things there that are unexpected.
Yeah.
When I've taken new people to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, they're like, whoa, we didn't know all this was here.
Yeah,
it really is a place you don't want to miss if you visit Ohio's Amish country. And as always, we just want to say we love you and we thank you, Walnut Creek Foods and Walnut Creek Cheese, for being our official sponsor. We've loved them from the start.
That's right. They're good to us. Hey, well, thanks for joining us in this conversation about stuff we love. Our hope is that maybe it inspired you to try some things that are saving our life right now. Or maybe buy something new to spice up your summer. All right, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods. people.
You're smart.
Maybe we say,